is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the Resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, September 22nd, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, big pharma giant GSK is found guilty of bribery. And climate change activists leave garbage on city streets. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Now NASA is coming out and saying, a NASA-funded university, and saying that we've got to pay the carbon tax or aliens are going to kill us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not joking.
Well, there's a huge scandal breaking in the UK. Of course, GlaxoSmithKline is headquartered there, but they are a multinational pharmaceutical company, and this concerns their business practices in China, but of course, it sheds light on the ethics of the company. GlaxoSmithKline is now going to pay a £297 million fine over a Chinese bribery network. Translated into U.S. dollars, that's about $485 million. In other words, about a half a billion dollars. GlaxoSmithKline has been found guilty of bribery by a Chinese court and has agreed to pay a fine of £297 million. Now, that's about the amount of money that they bribed doctors with. They said that it was a massive bribery network that was uncovered, and of course, the CEO and others were threatened with a jail terms as well as large fines. It looks like that is not going to happen. We also had revelations of a sex tape of the CEO in China, the GSK CEO in China, a man named Riley and his girlfriend. It was mailed to 13 company executives last year. The Guardian also points out that a detective that was hired by GlaxoSmithKline to investigate who made that sex tape, who mailed it to the executives at GSK, that detective and his wife now are going to jail. Another reminder that although the CEOs and the executives may go scot-free, the minions are going to pay for it, just as they did in the Piers Morgan snooping cases. Now, in this particular case, the sentence that they're getting is 2.5 years in jail and about £20,000 for the husband and slightly less for his wife, both sentenced to jail. GSK had hired them to investigate why the company's then head of Chinese operations, Mark Riley, had been filmed surreptitiously having sex with his Chinese girlfriend in his guarded luxury home. Now, the interesting thing about this is that they came back, and in their defense, they said the majority of their work was done using public information. They said that they use internet searches, interviews, and site inspections. In other words, it sounds very much like what Google does to you and I. But the Chinese prosecutor said, do you think it would infringe upon your privacy if your husband or your son's private information was bought and sold? Well, quite frankly, I think it does. And I think that Google does that all the time. But of course, there's one set of rules for Google and the people at the top, and there's another one for those at the bottom. Now, the GlaxoSmithKline ex-boss, Riley, was not given a jail term. He was given a 3-year suspended sentence. Now, remember that it was just last week that we learned that GSK had actually dumped live polio into the water supply into a Belgian river. 45 liters of concentrated live polio were dumped in the water at a Belgian treatment plant earlier this month. And at the beginning of September, we learned that their Ebola vaccine was going to be given a fast track. And in fact, they began testing it on humans at the end of last week in the UK. But they're not the only ones who are bribing. Look at what is going on at the lowly 7-Eleven. You have 7-Eleven essentially bribing their managers to get their employees vaccinated with a flu shot. And look at what they're doing. They're not bribing them with hundreds of millions of dollars as they did in China, GlaxoSmithKline. But 7-Eleven is offering their managers to get 3 days off with pay if they can get 50% of their employees to get vaccinated and, of course, vaccinate themselves. What kind of bribery, what kind of payback are they hoping to get out of this? Do they think that this is going to reduce their downtime? Do they not realize that people who are vaccinated with a flu shot are far more likely to get the flu than those who are not vaccinated? Something that was pointed out last year for us by Piers Morgan. When he got his flu vaccine, actually he came down with the flu right away, which caused Alex Jones to offer a $1 million reward if he would get 1,000 vaccinations. And of course, he broke it down. It wasn't just the flu vaccine. He said, get 500 flu vaccines, 100 anthrax vaccines, 100 polio vaccines, Gardasil, hepatitis, meningitis. We'll break that down. I'll pay you $1 million because Piers Morgan was saying vaccines are not only effective, but they're safe. Yes, they gave him the flu. And so now we see that 7-Eleven is bribing their managers to try to get their employees to take vaccines. Doesn't this strike you as strange? There's a lot of profit to be made is the point. GlaxoSmithKline can pay doctors in China $500 million in bribes because they're going to make so much money if they can sell their vaccines, if they can sell their drugs to people who may or may not need those for whom it may not be the best solution. Stay with us right after the break. We've got more news from the UK. Maybe not just fraudulent vote counts, but maybe some fraudulent promises. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Group. Today, I'm proud and excited to announce a new product to the InfoWars Life product line. Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, everything that you're exposed to on a daily basis ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. You have over 30 feet of intestinal lining that can be compacted, that can be toxic, that can be full of parasites, fungus, bacteria. What are you doing to keep that clean and flushed out? My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. You owe it to yourself to take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, as Paul Joseph Watson pointed out today, over 150,000 voters in Scotland are demanding a recount, believing that the votes were counted fraudulently. But it may be that there were some fraudulent promises that were being made by Cameron, the Prime Minister. Cameron shifts tack on constitutional shakeup, reports Reuters. They say that Scotland will get more autonomy with no ifs, ands, or buts, said Prime Minister David Cameron's office on Sunday. However, many people don't believe that. Scottish leader Alex Salmond accused him and other politicians of tricking Scots out of independence. He made his allegations after Cameron, within hours of Scotland voting no to independence in last week's referendum, unexpectedly saying that new powers from Scotland, promised by London before the vote, should go in tandem with new powers for England. This raised the possibility, they say, of a new deal for Scotland being delayed or even thwarted. And so the question is, are they going to renege on the promises that they made to the Scottish voters to get them to vote no? If they do, what's going to happen there? But if he goes through with these promises, is he going to have a revolt in his own party? Will he be thrown out? Will there be a vote of no confidence that will come up that will cause even greater changes in the UK and Scotland? Now, there's a report from the New York Times about a case that came before the Ninth Circuit Court today that raises new questions about posse comitatus in a very different way in terms of the investigative arms of the U.S. military being used against non-military persons in the United States. New York Times reports that a child pornography case spurs a debate on the military's role in law enforcement. A federal agent that was working as an undercover cyber sleuth logged into a large file-sharing network that was sometimes used by traitors in child pornography. Now, he was working for the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, and his surveillance, they say, could not distinguish military users from others. And the man that he helped to catch was a civilian. This month, in a sharping rebuke of the investigative service and the Justice Department, this generated wide interest in legal services. A federal appeals court in San Francisco overturned the conviction. Federal authorities said that it had shown, quote, a profound lack of regard for the important limitations of the role of the military in our civilian society. It's yet another reminder of how we are seeing the lines blur between the military and the civilian police force, how they're militarizing the civilian police force, how they're controlling them from Washington, but also how they're using the military as police. Remember that the giveaway programs from the Pentagon are only for law enforcement agents who have the ability to arrest and to apprehend. We also know that from the NDAA that they want to use the military to indefinitely detain people without trial. This is something that should worry us very much, that we have the military investigating people and then convicting them using civilian authorities. Now, Google and Apple have said that they will not turn over information about you that's on your phone. They say they've changed their software so that they're not even able to comply. But Wired Magazine has said, well, you may wind up having to do that yourself unless you want to rot indefinitely in a jail cell. An attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation said, you can expect to see more cases where authorities are thwarted by encryption, and the result is you'll see more requests that suspects decrypt the phones themselves. And he says, by requests, I mean demands, as in do it or you'll be held in contempt of court. Now, of course, this conflicts with someone's Fifth Amendment where they would not self-incriminate themselves. But, of course, the Fourth Amendment says that you are secure in your person, your places, your papers, in other words, your documents. Those are protections that we have not had for quite some time from this government. They routinely ignore those in many aspects of our life, even if you're flying on a plane. So don't expect to get those protections. Of course, legally, they could get your information with the Fourth Amendment if they suspected you of wrongdoing, went before a judge, told them specifically what they were looking for, but they don't bother with that kind of information anymore. Basically, what they're going to do is use a rubber hose to beat that information out of you, if that means that they just lock you up until you turn that information over. Now, in other news, the Secret Service this weekend, after breaches of the White House security, the Secret Service is mulling security checkpoints around the White House. The U.S. Secret Service is having preliminary discussions about setting up security screening checkpoints near public areas around the White House. They told the AP on Sunday, this is a story on InfoWars. Now, of course, they even found an unlocked door at the White House, so there's something far beyond just routine checks. That reminds me of when they had unlocked doors on airplanes around 9/11. They checked that. That would be one thing they could do. They could basically lock the door. Now, they're saying that this is something that has to be done in response to this threat where essentially a deranged person jumped the fence and ran towards the White House and got inside. He had a folded 3.5-inch knife in his pocket, so that represented a huge threat to the president. Now, in a second incident this weekend, we also had a 19-year-old man charged with unlawful entry. His car pulled up to the barricades, and although he did not strike the barricades and he got out of the car, he was still arrested and charged. Is this a sign of new heightened paranoia? Remember that it was back in May of 2012 that InfoWars reported that the First Amendment is now a felonious act. Remember the Federal Restricted Building and Grounds Improvement Act that was passed in February of 2012 by the Congress? They did that quietly, and the president quietly signed that bill. And for many of us, we were concerned that the Secret Service was going to be used to stifle protest, as it appears that they may very well now do in front of the White House. Now they will use this incident of one man running across the White House lawn. They will use that essentially to shut down protests, I believe. Now, the punishment that was enacted into law is a fine and or 10 years in prison, both if they say that you possess a deadly weapon. And they said that he had a 3.5-inch folded knife in his pocket. So it appears that he's in for a very long stretch. But what we were concerned about at the time is that the way the law is written, it can be used to stifle any kind of protest or dissent by the Secret Service anywhere they wish. It appears that will now happen at the White House lawn. Now, the fellow who jumped across the fence and ran into the White House said that, quote, he was concerned that the atmosphere was collapsing and he needed to get the information to the president. Well, he's being treated as a deranged individual, but there were literally hundreds of thousands of people across the world that were essentially warning everyone about the sky collapsing. We're going to cover that right after the break. Stay with us.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Well, as the UN begins its climate change meetings, we have some demonstrations that have been orchestrated all over the world. Tens of thousands of people, in some locations, hundreds of thousands of people have shown up. Now, Kerry has addressed economic leaders from the 20 biggest economies, telling them that climate change should be at the top of their agenda in spite of things like Ebola and ISIS. He says it's every bit as important as that. And they're pointing out that they believe that still putting out the narrative that they think that we're going to have a 4.5 degree centigrade temperature rise if we don't do something about carbon emissions. We've had record increases in carbon emissions, and yet the temperature has gone down over a 17-year period as a trend. They like to pick different times, like look at the data from this last summer, and point to that and try to establish a trend, but by their own measurements in a 17-year trend, which is what they came up with, the metric that they chose, we have seen cooling. Nevertheless, that doesn't stop them. Even though they've had a 2.5% rise over the last year in carbon dioxide, and we've seen climate change go the other direction from their models, they still hold to their models, they still hold to their predictions. And as we see in these demonstrations, of course, it is the celebrities that are out front. We have actress Emma Thompson saying that every single person on this earth has the power to change the world. And when we all come together, our power becomes irresistible. Now we have to use our power to tackle the biggest threat that humanity has ever faced. She says, unless we are carbon free by 2030, the world is buggered. How do you get carbon free? We have carbon dioxide that we are breathing out that plants and trees need to breathe in, essentially. She also says that climate change deniers are bonkers. I guess maybe she doesn't look at the fellow who just ran across the White House lawn saying that the sky was falling and he needed to tell the president. Essentially, that's the perspective that I'm seeing from the climate change people that are at these different demonstrations. Now, of course, the global elite are reminding us that what they really want to do in the long run, I believe, is get rid of fiat currency in the central banks and replace that with fiat energy credits. That's where they want to go. That's what these carbon exchanges, these carbon credits that are being run by people like Al Gore, who, of course, was at the demonstration in New York. The Rockefeller Fund now, the people who have made their fortune on petroleum, are now divesting their trust funds from investing in fossil fuels. Maybe they're just trying to drive them down so they can buy them up cheap. That's the trick that their great-granddaddy used. Now, it only appears to be a problem if America and the European Union is generating carbon dioxide. They don't seem to have a problem when it's being generated by China and by India in increasing amounts. RT tells us that China CO2 emissions are outpacing both the EU and the U.S., and they are 45% above the global average. The world's second largest economy and most populous country is now producing a greater share of CO2 emissions than both the EU and the U.S., which pioneered the Industrial Revolution and the so-called Second Industrial Revolution. This is from a report by the Global Carbon Project. But essentially, they don't count. Even though they say emissions in 2013 were dominated by China, they had 28% versus the USA's 14%. The EU was down at 10% and India was at 7%. In other words, China is emitting twice the amount of CO2 that the US is emitting. But of course, it's not a problem if China does it. It's not a problem if China builds a lot of new and dirty power plants. We have to shut down the power plants that are in the United States. That's essentially the agenda. And of course, as I pointed out at the beginning of the report, there is no correlation between increased CO2 and increased temperatures. We've seen just the opposite happen. We've seen temperatures go down as CO2 has gone up. Now, John Kerry was telling people today, executives and political officers from around the world, that this is a threat that is the level of Ebola that we should be concerned about. I don't believe that's the case, but Ebola genuinely is a threat. It is a weaponized plague. And maybe there is a connection to this phony climate change agenda where they want to make money for those who are selling carbon credits. And perhaps there's a connection with Ebola to pharmaceutical companies who stand to profit from vaccines. Why are we seeing American soldiers being sent by the thousands to inflicted areas? We're going to have a report on that right after the end of the news. But that's it for our news tonight. Please consider supporting us with a subscription to Prison Planet TV. Just one subscription can be shared with up to 11 other people. It gives you access to the news every night as it's broadcast without delay. You also get access to all of Alex Jones's documentaries. And of course, that supports our operation here. Well, we'll be back tomorrow night at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.
Well, it sounds like the perfect script for a horror movie. A virus with no vaccine and no cure kills thousands of people.
5 billion people died in 1996 and 1997. Almost the entire population of the world. Only about 1% of us survived.
More reports of flu cases along the border,
but officials are saying they aren't connected.
Surely there's very real and very convincing data that the planet cannot survive the excesses of the human race.
And I actually think the world will be much better when there's only 10 or 20% of us left. Dr. Eric Bianca.
But most frightening was the fact that in a crowd of over 1,000 prominent scientists, local newspapers reported that 95% of those in attendance gave Pianka sustained standing ovations every time he extolled the virtues of mass-culling microbes and man's destruction, and went on to laud the virtues of Ebola because it would kill 90% of the world population quickly.
The World Health Organization said on Tuesday the Ebola death toll jumped by almost 200 in a single day to at least 2,296 and is likely to be higher than that.
The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control confirmed Tuesday that West Africa is in a desperate situation, but that there is still hope that the outbreak can be reined in.
A top German virologist has caused shockwaves by asserting that it's too late to halt the spread of the Ebola virus.
In other news, the CDC is receiving reports of a possible flu outbreak in San Francisco.
If the symptoms were first detected in Philadelphia on December 27, 1996, that makes us know that
it was released in Philadelphia probably on December 13,
1996. And was seen sequentially after that in
San Francisco, New Orleans, Rio de Janeiro, Rome, Kinshasa, Karachi, Bangkok, then Peking.
Hey, King, this is some trip you're taking, sir. Is this all in 1 week?
Business.
One of the two Americans infected with the Ebola virus has arrived in Atlanta from Africa for treatment.
The Massachusetts doctor arrived at the Nebraska Medical Center just before dawn this morning to be treated for Ebola.
And right now, his or her blood sample is on its way to the Centers for Disease Control.
The new ability to wage war is born from the blood of its victims.
There you see. Also invisible to the naked eye. It doesn't even have an odor.
This Ebola outbreak is unprecedented and has become the deadliest on record.
Ebola is now an epidemic.
You start to get a sense of the rapid escalation now we're seeing of the virus.
Imagine a virus, the most terrifying virus you can, and then imagine that you and you alone have the cure.
Without specific drugs or a vaccine for Ebola, the only thing doctors can do for those suffering from this disease is treat their symptoms.
Ebola is not spread through the air like the flu.
One will not likely catch the virus just by nearing someone who has it.
In 1989, Ebola made its way to the U.S. This new strain of Ebola had shown the potential to spread through the air.
They are now calling this a true pandemic. 5 years on.
Still no cure.
No cure.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given £31 million to help battle the Ebola epidemic in Africa. It is hoped it will also speed up the development of drugs and vaccines, as Ebola has killed more than half of its 4,300 victims.
First, we've got population. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
A preventative vaccine for the Ebola virus could be available as early as next year, as British pharma company GlaxoSmithKline.
So you want to balance the need to get a potentially effective vaccine to the people who need it in a way that you can get some meaningful information as to A, whether it does work or not, and whether it does harm.
A confidential GlaxoSmithKline document recently leaked to the press exposed that within a 2-year period, a total of 36 infants died after receiving the 6-in-1 vaccine of Inferix Hexa.
UK pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline will plead guilty and pay a record-breaking $3 billion to settle the largest case of healthcare fraud in US history.
I'm going right out to get vaccinated.
The vaccine uses a modified chimpanzee common cold virus to carry a single Ebola protein.
We're ready to move on to the next phase.
Does it work like we predicted?
With one exception.
Can't dawdle on this one. We have to move with force and make sure that we are catching this as best we can.
Nearly 2,500 people have died. Thousands more have been infected. Amid an international call for action, President Obama announced America's plan,
which will see 3,000 U.S. troops head to the region.
3,000?
U.S. military personnel. Compare that to Iraq. There are 1,600 U.S. military troops in Iraq right now. We're talking about 3,000 troops.
The true goal of this project is power. Complete and total hegemonic domination.
At the request of the Liberian government, we're going to establish a military command center in Liberia
under the pretext of humanitarian aid and dominate and occupy Africa through AFRICOM.
The security firm Halo Corp announced it will conduct a zombie apocalypse training exercise.
Al-Faraji will join about 40 other ghoulish friends in the Third World Village, where they'll bring on the apocalypse. Strategic Operations has trained some 600,000 military and law enforcement members using this technique.
We've got it down to a science, if you will. If there is such a thing, it's an art.
It's a government-made virus designed, manufactured, to put us out of our misery. They euthanized us.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra, but let's take a look.
Attention. Due to the extremity of the simian flu crisis, all regular government functions have been suspended indefinitely.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.